Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson called Which Bus? My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
How are you?
You seem very enthusiastic about this lesson
I don't know
today.
Why. I'm even dancing.
Okay. Are you a bus rider?
No.
No?
But it would be cool. You know, I usually talk to the bus drivers when I always sit in front, mm-hmm. and I talk to them, and they have pretty interesting stories.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, keyword. Okay. Autobús.
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 Looks and sounds like bus.
Yeah.
Okay, it means bus.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like an auto and a bus together.
Okay.
So that's make it Spanish.
Okay, autobús.
Autobús. So you see, if you think Spanish is hard, it's not.
It's totally not hard.
It's not. Okay, so that's a keyword, autobús, and you're going to hear it in the dialogue 3 times.
Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
El número 503.
¿A qué hora sale?
A las 3.
Second time.
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
El número 503.
¿A qué hora sale?
A las 3.
Third time.
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
El número 503.
¿A qué hora sale?
A las 3.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
What bus goes to Medellín?
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
Which bus goes to Medellín?
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín? El número 503.
Number 503.
El número 503.
The 503.
El número 503. ¿A qué hora sale?
What time does it leave?
¿A qué hora sale?
At what time does it leave?
¿A qué hora sale? A las 3.
At 3.
A las 3.
3 o'clock.
A las 3.
Okay. So somebody's trying to get to Medellín.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So obviously we're in Colombia. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're taking the bus. So let's start with the first sentence. What bus goes to Medellín?
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
Okay, let's start at the end. So obviously the word for Medellín is...
Medellín.
Okay, piece of cake. And then goes to...
Va a.
Va a, that's 2 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a Medellín is to Medellín. So the va, that's the verb ir, right? Means to go, right? So if you want to say it goes, you say va. Now we're going to say which bus. So what's the word for bus?
Autobús.
That's the key word.
That's the key word.
Okay, now how do you say which bus?
¿Qué? ¿Qué?
¿Qué autobús? So the word ¿qué is which, right? Or what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put it all together. What bus goes to Medellín?
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
Okay, you know, I don't think a sentence could get more like English. That's just the same
exactly.
Order and everything.
I know.
Okay, so the answer is the number 503.
El número 503.
Okay, so how do you say the number?
El número.
El número. That's 2 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Número means number.
Mm-hmm.
El means the. So together, el número.
El número.
All right, now 503.
503.
503. Okay, so let's break that down. What's the number 3?
Tres.
Tres, right?
Tres.
You know, uno, dos, tres, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 500?
500.
500. 500. Okay, whenever you want to say 500...
500.
Say 500, right?
So here is 501, 502, 503.
Great. Okay, so the number 503. Sometimes in English we say, oh, the 503.
Yes, but you know, in Spanish, I mean, they can say 503,
uh-huh.
but very few people will tell you 503.
Okay, so you should say it 503. And then the next question is, what time does it leave?
¿A qué hora sale?
¿A qué hora sale? Okay, what are these first 3 words, a qué hora?
¿A qué hora? That's the way... Always to ask for time.
A specific time, right?
Yes,
it's
a
not
specific
a general
time.
It's not a general when.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Es a qué hora.
A qué hora. Literally, it's at what time.
Exactly.
Okay. Hora means hour,
mm-hmm.
right? So at what hour, at what moment.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. A qué hora.
A qué hora. And then it's a qué hora sale. What's this
sale.
Word sale?
Sale, that's the verb salir.
Salir.
Yes.
Okay, to go out or to exit, right?
Exactly. So it's referring to the bus, you
mm-hmm.
know. So at what time does it go out?
Right. What
leave?
Time does the bus take off?
Yes, take
okay.
off.
And the person answers at 3.
A las 3.
Now, in English, I might just say 3,
mm-hmm.
right? 3 o'clock. Now, why are there 3 words here? So obviously, tres means 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
We already know that from the 503. A las, what is that business, Liliana?
A las, it always goes with hours.
Okay.
You know, always, they just like to be together. So it's okay. A las tres.
A las tres.
Yeah, it's the same thing if you say, for example, at four, you say a las cuatro.
Okay.
A las cinco.
Got it.
Okay, but the only time it changes is when you say a la una.
A la una, at 1 o'clock.
Yes, because it's one and it's not several.
Okay.
So that's why it's, you know, the others are plural because there's several hours and okay. A la, it's just one.
Okay, so a las tres means at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
Okay, and you should also notice that the question is a qué hora?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is a las and then a time, right?
Yes.
So you'll have the a in the question and the answer.
Yeah, it follows like the logic, you know?
Okay, so why don't we listen to it again 3 more times?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
El número 503.
¿A qué hora sale?
A las 3.
Second time.
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
El número 503.
¿A qué hora sale?
A las 3.
Third time.
¿Qué autobús va a Medellín?
El número 503.
¿A qué hora sale?
A las 3.
Okay, we're back. And Lily, you said you're not a bus rider.
No.
No.
I'm not. You know, I usually took the bus from where I was studying back home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mexico is huge, right?
Yes.
So I would like, the most I drove was like 21 hours.
Wow.
On a bus.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Where is that? What kind of trip is that?
Well, that's from Chihuahua, which is up in the north, like almost close to Texas, all the way down to the center of Mexico. Not even all the way to Cancun, no.
Wow.
To, like, Puebla, which is close to Mexico City, which is in the center.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a lot of hours.
That's quite a bus ride.
Yes. So, yes, I know the bus. But, you know, it's funny. In Mexico and in a lot of parts of Latin America, we don't call them autobús.
You don't?
No.
What do you call them in Mexico?
Camión.
Camión. To me, that sounds like truck.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's like the camión.
That's bus.
Yeah, that's a bus.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of ways to say it. You can say autobús.
Mm-hmm.
You can say camión.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of places that they say el bus.
El bus. Okay.
El bus.
Not the auto part, just the bus.
Yes, just the bus.
Okay.
Autobús, camión, bus. And obviously, everybody knows that in Cuba, they say la guagua.
La guagua.
La guagua.
Yeah, G-U-A-G-U-A, guagua.
Yeah, it's so weird. Vamos a tomar la guagua. Venga, vamos a tomarla. Yeah, that's my impression of Cuban.
It's pretty good, Lily.
Yeah.
All right, folks, if you have any questions or if you would like to share a bus story with us, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave us your comments. We love to hear what you have to say. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.